You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
God bless you. Welcome to the Voice of Victory program with pastor, evangelist, and Bible teacher, Delfino Garcia, Jr. Stay tuned to receive God's blessing through His Word.
I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. I surrender, Lord. I surrender, Lord. I surrender my all to You. Come and change my life. Come and change my life.
Praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome to the Voice of Victory program again. Hallelujah. Where we are giving God the honor and the glory for allowing us to be here one more time. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I wasn't with you last week live, but we're here again today. Amen. Hallelujah. And we thank God for allowing us to be here. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. I'll tell you one thing though. Hallelujah. God is good. And like we say all of the time, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And, you know, the message for today, I know it's going to be exciting. Hallelujah. It's going to be, it's going to stir up your faith and it's going to bring it to life. Hallelujah. And that's what our messages are, hallelujah, are designed to do, you know, to like Romans says, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. He doesn't say faith cometh by hearing somebody's doctrine or you know, no. He says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. This is not, what we preach here is not about religion or whose religion or no. It's the word of God. Hallelujah. And praise God. Thank God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be reading, we're going to focus in the book of Philippians this morning. Hallelujah. And I'm going to share with you, hallelujah, praise God. I'm going to, let you know that there's a name out there that is above every name. Some of you are already making the connection, hallelujah, that the word of God, what the word of God says about him, amen, hallelujah. It's awesome. Praise God. And before I go any farther, hallelujah, we will be opening the lines. If you need prayer, we're here to pray with you. We got prayer warriors here, hallelujah, and we just want you to believe, hallelujah, the word of God. Put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and you're going to see that God will move in your behalf, amen? And this is not, something like a fairy tale or no. This is the mighty and powerful word of God, amen? Hallelujah. And it's just awesome how God works in these last days, hallelujah. Because his word says in Malachi, I am the Lord, I change not. So what is he saying there? He's saying, I will not change. I am love. Hallelujah. I have compassion towards you. I have mercy. I'm telling you, he doesn't change. He still is the same God. Amen. And Jesus said it in a different manner. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will not pass away. So you know what? This letting you know that the same God that was with Moses, Elijah, is with us today in these last days. And also Jesus said, the word of God says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. What am I saying? God doesn't change. He loves you. Yes, you that are listening right now, you might be to yourself the ugliest person there is. And when I'm talking about ugly, I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about your lifestyle. Maybe, I mean, you know, I can, I mean, whatever the Lord says, hallelujah, praise God, he loves you, hallelujah. And it doesn't matter what you're thinking about yourself. You might be saying, well, you know what? I'm nothing but a sinner, whatever. God loves you, okay? And that's what the Word of God says. God is love, amen? But this morning, I don't know if I prayed or not, but let me pray if not. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank and I praise you, hallelujah, for allowing me to be here to share your word with the listeners. Father, and through this message, I'm encouraging them, hallelujah, that their faith will come alive, their faith will burst open, hallelujah. And Father, we're thanking you and praising you right now in the name of Jesus for being so good to us. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, I'm gonna try to put a maybe like a 4-hour message into maybe 15 minutes if I can. And we need to hold on, tighten your seatbelt, hallelujah, because I'm gonna try to put a 4-hour message into 15 minutes, all right? And I'm gonna show you what God does for you or what he did for you. And I want you, if you're washing dishes or you're getting breakfast ready or you're doing laundry or whatever, it would be wise, hallelujah, for you to stop right now and listen to this message for about 15 minutes, amen? And some of you I know are fishing, some of you are jogging, some of you, you know, because you guys let us know, hallelujah, brother, I was, you know, fishing, I was jogging, whatever, you know, just pay attention. And if you got a fish in the hook, just let him be there for a moment, hallelujah. Listen to me carefully. I'm going to show you what God has done for you and for me, amen? That's how much he loves you. That's how much he wants you to live a good life on planet Earth. Amen? I mean, it's going to be awesome. Now, in Philippians, I want to read a couple of verses here. Amen? And then I'm going to go all the way to Genesis. All right? I'm going to go back to the Old Testament. And I'm going to read, hallelujah, something that's going to stir you up right now. Hallelujah. And I believe that it is. Amen? So, in Philippians chapter 2, I'm going to start reading, like I say there, a couple of verses, and pay very attention to it, close attention to it. It says, hallelujah. Oh, let me see, where should I start? Okay, I'm going to start verse 10. It says, but, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, it says, but made himself of no reputation, amen, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the, listen carefully, in the likeness of men. And being, oh, praise God. And being, it says here, found, amen, hallelujah, in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death. Oh, praise God. Even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, amen, and gave him a name that is above every name. Whoa, praise God. We're talking about Jesus. Oh, glory, glory. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me try to put all this in like I said, in 15 minutes. The Word of God says that Jesus became man. Hallelujah. And let me share this with you right now. Jesus, when he was born, he did not minister. His ministry was not as God. His ministry was as a man. Why did Jesus become man? Why did the Word, hallelujah, become a man? Why was, I'm telling you, the kingdom of God manifested in the flesh to be able to destroy Satan's works on earth. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, in Genesis, let me run back over there real quick. Amen? Genesis chapter, glory be to God, 2. Hallelujah. Verse 26, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image. Listen carefully. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Amen. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, or in other words, Let them have dominion over everything on earth. Amen. Now, this is God. God made man. He made him perfect. There was no sickness. There was no depression, oppression. There was nothing because God was governing. Man had dominion over the earth. Adam betrayed God and Satan took over. Now, listen carefully. Now we are living under the curse. Follow me, okay? Stay with me. Now we are living under the curse of God. But what happened? He loved you so much and he loved me so much that he said, hallelujah, now I made man, now let myself make God as a man. Don't start. I'm not blaspheming, okay? What I'm saying is Jesus, after God spoke with Jesus, the Holy Ghost, the angels, and said, let me, God, make man in our image and our likeness. Now, Jesus was made in the form of a man. Why? Because he had to destroy Satan's works on earth. Hallelujah. And what are Satan's works here on earth? Sickness, disease, poverty. And when Jesus died on that cross of Calvary, he redeemed us. He redeemed every soul, hallelujah, that is able to put their trust or want to put their trust in God. Amen. Now, Jesus, that's why the Word of God says he made himself of no reputation. In other words, his existence started to become as the, as a man. Now he is being transformed from a God, from God's kingdom into the natural world. He's coming here to destroy Satan. And I hope you're keeping up with me, praise God. Like I said, it's about a four-hour teaching here. And Jesus became man to destroy those works. So what does that mean? God loved you so much that he became flesh. And when Jesus preached, when he walked the earth, he did it as a man, as a mortal. Amen? Even Jesus had to die. Remember that he had to die on the cross of Calvary to redeem us. Hallelujah. So he did. He took care of, in other words, Jesus said in John 10:10, he said, I have come to give you life and give it to you in abundance. And Jesus' life changed. I'm going to say life. When he became man, he stripped himself of all glory, of all power that he knew. He stripped himself, hallelujah, and he did not mind. He didn't think it robbery, or he didn't think that that God was cheating him out of the glory, out of the power, out of the majesty, out of all of this. He said, I will go there. I will go down and destroy Satan's works. Hallelujah. So the Word of God says that after Jesus, hallelujah, died on the cross of Calvary, the Word of God says that God gave him a name that is above every name. All power, all authority was given unto Jesus in heaven, in earth, underneath the earth. In other words, everywhere, that in the name of Jesus, cancer has to bow to him. Diabetes have to bow down to him. Hepatitis has to bow down to him. Because the Word of God says that he has been given a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, everything have to confess, they have to bow their knees and say that Jesus Christ is Lord. So cancer has a name. What else? What other disease can you think about? And I've been preaching on this for all these years that I've been on radio. All of these things have a name. So they have to be subject. They can be changed in the name of Jesus. Facts that we know are subject to change when it comes up against the name of Jesus. So if you're suffering this morning, I don't know what you're going through. Whatever it is, you can call. I will pray with you. I will unite my faith with yours, hallelujah, my prayer with yours, and I expect God to move in your behalf. This is what the Bible teaches me. So, first God made man, and then God became man to destroy. So I know sometimes that's kind of impossible to believe, but that's exactly what the Word of God says, and Jesus was highly exalted for what he did. The sacrifice he made on the cross of Calvary, God exalted him greatly above everything that in his name, cancer has to bow down. Praise God. Cancer, hallelujah, or divorce or poverty, the curse, whatever Satan has to admit, he has to confess that Jesus is Lord. Amen? And that Jesus, praise God, is master over everything. That Jesus, hallelujah, at the name of Jesus, sickness has to flee. Satan has to flee. All of these things have to flee. Praise God. I don't know what time it is right now, but I'll tell you what. If you need prayer, don't wait any longer. Amen? Look what God did. God made men, and because he loved us, he was manifested in the flesh. The word of God says that Jesus became as a man in the likeness of man. He took the form of a man. He did not mind doing this because of the love that he has for us, the love that he has for you. Hallelujah. So Jesus said the only way that we can free them of the curse is for me to die on the cross of Calvary. And after I'm resurrected, I will have made them free. Oh, praise God. I don't know about you, but that's enough to, I mean, praise God, to make me shout here in church all by myself here. If I can. Praise God. Why? Why does that excite me? Because we don't have to be under that curse anymore. Put your trust in the Lord. Believe what he has said. Believe, hallelujah, and trust him. And that's all you got to do, believe in him and trust him and say, Lord Jesus, I will call, I will pray with my brother. I will have him pray over me, hallelujah. And if you're Spanish, I mean, just say oración, and they'll transfer you over to me, hallelujah, and I'll pray with you in Spanish, hallelujah, in English, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And I'm telling you, but don't hesitate. That is your worst, I mean, that is the worst thing that you can do, to hesitate calling us, knowing that you need a healing, knowing that you need a miracle, knowing that you need a blessing, knowing that you need a financial breakthrough, hallelujah, whatever it is that you need, do not hesitate. Because that would, I mean, that I'm, the word of God says that now faith, Hebrews 11, 1, now faith, not tomorrow, not yesterday. I mean, it's all right to have hope. But if it's faith is in tomorrow, that's hope. But God is a now God. God will move for you right now. And when he sees your heart, that you trust him, he can stop this. I mean, he can stop time just like he did in the past. Oh, praise God. That's how much he loves you. The word of God says that God is love. And he doesn't want none of you to suffer. He doesn't want me to suffer. And you better believe that. And the reason I say that, because it says it in his word. Praise God. Call me. Call me right now. 221-1100. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't let the devil take a jump on you. Praise God. Hallelujah. You call us. 221-1100. Can you imagine what God had to do, hallelujah, to make us free? 221-1100. You can call us. I will pray with you. Hallelujah. We will unite in prayer. And I know that God will move in your behalf. Now, some of you are still thinking about what we were saying, we're preaching, but that is the word of God. Jesus became flesh. The word became flesh. In John, the first chapter, the gospel according to John, it tells you that the word was with God, the word was God, and the word was manifested in the flesh or become human. Hallelujah. I know that sometimes it's kind of hard to believe that, but praise God, hallelujah, it did happen, and there's nothing Satan can do about it. Jesus destroyed him. And I'm talking about he stripped them of all power. He has no dominion over you. If you believe God, if you trust God, if you trust his word, he cannot ransack your home, your life, hallelujah. He cannot violate your rights, hallelujah, your will. God, hallelujah, put a stop to that when Jesus died on that cross and became man. Amen. And when he was crucified, then he was resurrected. He has risen. That's what the angel said. He has risen. Don't look for Jesus among the dead. He has risen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if you need prayer, you can call me. Hallelujah. And if you don't call me, oh, praise God, I'm believing that you are doing great. Amen. Hallelujah. 221 1100 is the calling number here in the area. If you want to call long distance, it's 888-221-8990. But do not hesitate, all right? Because when we hesitate, hallelujah, the Bible says that Satan takes advantage of that. Amen? The devil will take advantage of that. Praise God. I'm telling you, God is good all of the time. He wants you to live a good life on earth. And sometimes, you know, it's so awesome. The truth is so awesome that sometimes it's hard to believe. You know, sometimes we might say, well, that's hard to believe. Well, praise God, you know, your spirit will not tell you that. Your spirit will say that is very true. Amen? So, again, and I don't want to sound like I'm begging you guys to call. No. I just want you to have a good life on earth like God meant it to be. But don't wait too long now because our time will run out. Praise God. And, you know, we do have to go back, hallelujah, home, hallelujah, to our church, hallelujah, and continue. But you can call us at 221-1100. But isn't that awesome? 221-1100, you can call us. How Jesus became a man. And the Word of God says that God gave him a name that is above every name, that is the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow. Praise God. I'm telling you, that is awesome news. Hallelujah. That Jesus was able to destroy, hallelujah, the things of that Satan had. Amen. Call us, 221-1100, and we'll be praying with you. Hallelujah. And like I say, don't hesitate. Amen. Praise God. Do not hesitate. Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I'm just calling. I'm tired of internet pornography, and I just want to lay it at the foot of the cross.
All right, brother. Listen, just give me your first name.
Will.
Will?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, your word just told us, hallelujah, that you became flesh in order to destroy the strongholds of Satan. Father, I'm declaring my brother totally free of all of this, Father. I give you honor, I give you glory. He is a new creation on you, Lord, hallelujah. And Father, that praise God, that just bless him in a mighty way, hallelujah. Father, thank you. Praise God for giving us the victory. In the mighty name of Jesus, and by faith, I declare my brother free, made free. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, you can call us at 221-1100. We are here. Praise God to pray with you. Don't think, hallelujah, that this is impossible. For God made man, and then he became man himself. Amen. We got about 5 minutes left. Hallelujah. There is still time for you to call me. Amen. Do you really want to be made free in these areas? Hallelujah. You know, a lot of people are, you know, prisoners to whatever. Hallelujah. They're suffering sickness, diseases, or of divorces and whatever. No. You can have the victory over all of this. Amen. The Word of God says that we can have the victory over all of these things. Amen. But you do have to call me. I do not know your telephone number. I don't know who you are, but you can call us, amen? And we will pray with you. And don't hesitate. Like I say, if you hesitate, the devil will take advantage of it and really, really make your life miserable, amen? No. Call us, 221-1100, around the calling area, 221-1100, long distance, 888-221-8990. Praise God. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning.
Yes.
My name is Ephraim, and I want you to pray for the salvation of my family, and also pray for my sickness that I have. Thank you, and I appreciate it. God bless you, bro.
God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up my sister before you right now, Lord. Father, I declare healing in her body right now. There is no sickness that can stand up against the word of God. And I'm declared totally healed, Father. And I pray also for her family, Lord, that you would bless them, bring prosperity, peace, joy, harmony into their home. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for that victory right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And by faith, I am declared done. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Sister, God bless you. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Call us 221-1100. We're still, we got time to call, talk to you. I mean, you know, just pray. Hallelujah. Don't hesitate. Praise God. Do not hesitate. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning.
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Rosemary. I want prayer over the spirit of lying.
Spirit of what? Lies?
Yeah.
Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up my sister right now, Father. Father, I pray for her deliverance of lying. I thank you and I praise you, Father, because she will speak your truth, Father, first of all, and then the truth. I thank you and I praise you, and I declare my sister made free right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, sisters. Listen, the lines are busy. Don't hang up on us, okay? Praise God. Good morning. God bless you.
Good morning, brother.
Yes, could you lower your radio a little bit? Again, I'm getting a feedback. Okay, praise God. Yes, brother.
Yes, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Okay, I spoke to you one time. That was a long time ago.
Right.
But I'm calling you back again. I had a pain in my shoulders,
right,
both of my shoulders, and it's kind of, I went to the doctor, and they can't get nothing. They can't do nothing for me. They wanted to give me all kinds of pill, but I think it's inflammation. But anyway, I'm taking a liquid, which is very good. It's getting off. I am not feeling the pain like it used to be anymore, which is good. Thanks to the Lord for that.
Right.
And the reason I'm calling you this morning, I'm calling you for some prayer, because my work is kind of slacking down on me right now, and I'm trying to get back on my feet again. So
okay,
if you could pray for me and just let me get myself back in motion again, that will be good.
Okay. Give me your first name. Joseph.
Lucian.
Okay, Joseph.
Lucian.
Lucian. Okay, let's pray, Lucian. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I declare their pain gone right now from his shoulder, Father. Lord, stretch forth your miracle working hand. Touch my brother right now. And Father, I declare him healed in Jesus' name. And by faith again, Lord, I declare them. Amen and amen. Brother, listen, God bless you. You are healed. We got about 30 seconds left. If you're on the line, do not hang up on me. I will talk to you. I will pray with you. Amen. So don't hang up on me. Hallelujah. And I'll be right with you. And keep trusting the Lord. And I'll be there. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be praying for you. Glory be to God. So, you know what? God is good. God is good. He turned himself into praise God. We got about 15 seconds left. Hallelujah. Don't hang up on me. I see the lines are busy. Don't hang up on me. Praise God. Okay? And remember, till next Saturday. Hallelujah. We got about 5 seconds left. All right? Don't hang up on me. Praise the Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of Victory program. If you need prayer and live in Pahokee or the surrounding area, call 561-924-2564. If you live outside the calling area, call 1-800-484-8994. When the operator comes on and says, to complete your call, enter the 4-digit security code, please enter 2192. Or you may write to Delphina Garcia Jr. Ministries at P.O. Box 177, Pahokee, Florida 33476. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler, Pro Rodeo, and Horseman headquarters with an expanded woman's department. Also an expanded boot department with Georgia, Justin, and Wolverine boots. West of Old England is located in the Bruner Plaza, 650 Southeast Monterey Road, halfway between US 1 and Canner Highway. West of Old England.
Dr. Michael Youssef.
When you look at the average family calendar, it is overwhelming. It really is. But here's the problem. Without a healthy conversation, there can be no healthy marriage.
Learn more on the next Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef.
Heard Monday through Friday at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO, the Good News Station.
Your
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO.